A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul went on to Derbe and to Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the believers in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and had him circumcised because of the Jews who were in those places. For they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went from town to town, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in numbers daily. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia, pleading with him, and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. The Word of the Lord. In this section of Acts, we have Paul and his companions being led by the Spirit, and led by the Spirit to great effect, great success, and great failure. All by the Spirit. That's the interesting thing here. You see, Paul had just come from an argument with Barnabas, an argument so bad that he parted company with Barnabas. Paul didn't listen to many people. He didn't truck disagreement. But the Spirit he listened to. And the Spirit prevented them from going to Asia, where they wanted to go. And the Spirit prevents them from going into Bithynia. And they try again, and the Spirit stops them. So they turn around and go the other way. And then the Spirit comes in a dream, in the form of a man from Macedonia, a European, who says, "Come here and help us." And so they all go to Europe. Speaking as someone from European descent, I have to say, oh, happy dream. That one dream and Paul credencing it affected a lot of history. And it makes me think, do I follow my dreams? Am I always listening? Or just doing what I want? Can I see in my successes and my failures the guiding hand of the Spirit? I think that's something to meditate on today. Are we following the lead of the Holy Spirit, as did Paul?